Asia Wide hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. We know you like a good cause, and we certainly do too. That's why we often have the guys from Echo International come in to have a chat about their charity and what they're working on. And today we are joined by Ryan. How are you going, Ryan?
I'm doing pretty well. Thanks for having us.
It's actually been a little while since you've been in the studio with us. That's my bad.
No, well, look, we always say yes when you are happy to have us on, and you know, we love coming in here.
For those that are unaware, have not heard our previous discussions, can you tell us a little bit about Echo International? What you do and where it got started?
Yeah, so Echo was born basically from Jeremy and I traveling around too much. He met this amazing woman who lives on the border of Burma and Thailand called Davi, and she's been doing some incredible work in the region for a really long time. Jeremy and I got to live with her for a little bit and understand the importance of what she's doing out there. We got to be involved with the communities, make real long-lasting connections. And when we came back to Melbourne, we thought, what the hell are we doing? We need to do something. Yeah. So we formed Echo International as a way to contribute to, in our own way, the different struggles that are happening in marginalized communities along the border of Burma and Thailand.
What are some of those struggles that the local community is still having to endure each day?
Oh, look, so many. Most of our efforts are focused on peoples who are displaced. So really quickly, the longest running civil war in the history of time is still happening in Burma. So about 65 years. So as you can imagine, there's a lot of displaced people, and most of them, the vast majority, are on the western border, so along Thailand. So there's a lot of people with no rights living in Thailand,
right?
That can't return to their homeland. So it means that they don't have access to jobs, medical, safe drinking water in some instances. So it's very basic human needs that we're trying to fill that gap for.
What are some of the challenges you guys experience being there and trying to support? I mean, in volatile areas around the globe, it is a little bit challenging to get aid in and support the locals.
It really is. So most of our efforts are on the Thai side and some in Burma where we can. However, the Karen and Kareni states where we're mostly working in Burma are locked down to foreigners, and right. even residents of those states are often restricted from moving around or into other states. So it's very difficult for us to actually operate and deliver aid in those areas. Mm. We are mostly focused on those people who are displaced and living along the border, or living in Thailand, yep. That don't have citizenship. So it makes life very difficult for them. Even if they can find work, often they are so marginalized that they are almost doing it for slave wages and find it really hard to actually be able to survive.
Right. We often hear that Burma's changing. Myanmar, you know, some positive stories, and it seems to be going in the right direction. I'm assuming that's in particular areas of the country that, you know, some might be progressing a little bit quicker than others.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's a mixed bag, and it's such a complex matter that I don't fully understand myself. But there is progress towards democracy in some senses, and certainly in commerce. As to where that money's going and how it's going to benefit the average person in Burma is, you know, yet to be seen. Certainly the issues that we're looking at are nowhere near being resolved. So look, we're all hopeful that the political state is going to improve. And hopefully the new leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, will be able to deliver some benefits to her people. And I'm really hopeful that they can. However, the need is not going anywhere, not for a long time. Yeah. And it's certainly, in our own way, we're hoping that we can actually make a difference to some of the communities that are affected.
Well, you've been at it for a little while now. Yeah. What are some of the good things you've been doing?
Well, we've been at it for a couple of years now. We've had opportunities to do really basic things like deliver food aid where communities' crops are failing. But mostly we try and focus on empowering communities to actually be self-sustainable rather right. than delivering
independent
aid. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So we've been sending kids to uni who want to study English and become teachers so that they can go back into their communities and continue the cycle of education where it doesn't otherwise exist.
Right.
We've been looking at funding libraries, building libraries, getting books in there, getting teachers. We've been working on citizenships for people who can go back into their community. That's kind of why we've chosen the name Echo. So the effect that we have continues and ripples out
right.
broader in the community rather than us just going in and handing someone a meal
yep.
or money.
Yep.
We're really trying to empower the communities to make change for themselves.
Right. And you guys, it's quite interesting you should say that you've been building a library, because the last, I think, you came in, you were building a school. So did you just walk around with a hammer and nails all the time?
Look, it's always a new project. There's always something else popping up. And we're lucky that we work with such a fantastic organization in Thailand. And they, when we're not there or when we can't be there, keeping us abreast of what's going on and what need is happening in the community. So it can be anything depending on the day or the month and the weather. So, you know, what the communities are most in need of at the time.
Mm. Now, a particular thing prompted me to get in contact with you and get you back into the studio this week. And that was a bit of an email that you sent out to your members, mm-hmm. Your supporters. And it was a bit of a, it seems like quite a tragic situation. Do you want to explain a little bit about that for us?
Yeah, we've had some sad news recently. One of the friends of the organization, Kru Somersak, he has fallen ill. He's a teacher. He's a great supporter of us and of Kid Launch, the charity in Thailand, and he's worked a lot in empowering in his community. He's an absolute legend. Unfortunately, he's fallen ill and he has cancer. He's had to leave the small town where he is and go to Kanchanaburi, the next big town, for treatment,
right.
And has completely exhausted his funds. He's also the sole breadwinner for his family. So this is a really typical problem that is faced in these communities when something happens to someone who is the only source of income for the family or for the extended family. Keep in mind, sometimes we're talking about extended families that are all living together. All of a sudden, they don't have food coming in. So not only are we really concerned for him and his welfare and his health, but the family that he supports as well.
And I think people need to stop and think there for a moment, because when someone gets sick here, we have a pretty good health system.
Mm-hmm.
And we might have our complaints. It might not always go the way we like, but we've got a lot of resources and a lot of, we've got some pretty good parameters to work with. So if we are in trouble, our public system is fairly decent.
Yeah.
In a situation like that, not only is it hard to get to a hospital, I would assume, but the costs would be astronomical for a local to have to put up with.
Yeah, it is. And it's astronomical and it's completely out of their reach. It's out of his reach. So we've been really lucky that we've had a great support from our members, and we've raised I think about $1,500 so far, which is going to actually go a really long way for his treatment.
Yeah.
I'm no doctor. I don't know what's next for Kru Somersak, but hopefully he'll be on the road to recovery. But there is certainly a lot more that's required, and being that it's cancer, I'd say that there's ongoing treatment that's going to be needed. So we're really appealing to people to dig deep and help us out. And you're absolutely right. It's those kind of things that make you realize, when you forget how cushy we have it, every now and then you rest on your laurels and then you go, that's right. If I fall ill, I've got a public system, or I've got insurance or something that's going to help me out, where that's just not the reality for so many people around the world.
Well, I know we've got a lot of compassionate listeners, and I'm sure that each of the people that are listening to this podcast and this interview on air at the moment will certainly have a good think about donating a few dollars, regardless of what they can afford, because it's a great cause. We should get behind it. It's good to help someone in need that desperately needs our help. And I have been to one of your fundraisers in the past, and I know when beer's involved that people are very willing to hand over money. So maybe just think about that beer that you might buy on a Friday night, and perhaps donate that to the cause instead.
Yeah, look, there's no amount that's too small, and none of us that run Echo have money. So we understand what it's like to be able to just do what you can. So anything that anyone's able to contribute is always amazing and touching.
And that's a good little reminder. All money raised and donated to Echo International, 100% of the proceeds go to the projects you're working on, which is amazing. A lot of organizations do have fees and, overheads, but you guys even put in your own money and then do everything voluntarily as well.
Yeah, that's right. We're really, really proud of that. And we can afford to do that because we're still relatively small. But we are really passionate about making sure that every dollar that gets put in goes directly to where it needs to, and not to our admin fees or anything like that.
And I believe donations are tax-deductible as well.
They are tax-deductible. There we are legit now.
Excellent.
Yeah. So you can make donations at echointernational.org.au or you can just Google Echo International and you'll find us.
Excellent, Ryan. Well, I hope everyone gets behind this and can support him because he seems like he's done a lot of amazing things in his community and it's time to give back to him.
Yeah, look, absolutely. I really appreciate you having us on. It's amazing. Thanks, Jason.
Not a problem. And is there another event on the way that we can go along and have that wine?
Well, there will be. We haven't figured it out yet, but, you know, like you said, drunk people are very generous and that's our whole marketing scheme, you know. But as soon as we have another event, we'll let you know and hopefully we'll see you there.
All right. Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks, Jason.